Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic is taking over the chairmanship of the Council of Europe. Timely information is crucial in the fight against terror, says the Czech Prime Minister. And a soldier has been given a one-year sentence for grievous bodily harm. The Czech Republic will take up the chairmanship of the Ministerial Committee of the Council of Europe on May the 19th. The Council of Europe is the continent's leading human rights organization with 47 member states. The Czechs have said that they will put the emphasis during the six-month chairmanship on the protection of vulnerable groups, the promotion of civil society, and support for democracy. Many observers suggest that human and democratic rights are under increased pressure across the European continent. The spokesman to President Zeman, Jiří Ovčáček, has written on Facebook that the Czech head of state has no issue with naming ANO MP Ivan Pilný as the country's new finance minister over the course of next week. First, the head of state will meet the prime minister's request, though, for the current finance minister, Andrej Babiš, to be recalled from his post. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka sought Mr. Babiš's removal from the government after he failed to explain questionable financial dealings. Timely information, as opposed to cement barriers, that is the main weapon in the fight against terrorism, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said during a debate in the lower house of parliament on Friday. This was a meeting of lawmakers to discuss an intelligence report revelation that funds had been sent from someone in the Czech Republic last year to the terror organization Islamic State. The Prime Minister said that the country's counterintelligence service, BIS, had a clear role in monitoring activities and gauging potential threats. The government is trying to boost the intelligence services in reaction to the security situation globally. A 27-year-old soldier who seriously injured a fellow serviceman last year will serve 1 year in prison. A court in Vyškov found the soldier guilty of grievous bodily harm and of endangering the public under the influence of alcohol, having shot the fellow serviceman in a bar. The man will also have to pay the military insurance fund 140,000 crowns in damages. The accused faced up to 4 years behind bars. The verdict can still be appealed. Now a clarification. An earlier report in the Czech media that a U.S. congressman from the state of Iowa, Steve King, a staunch conservative, was being tipped to become the next U.S. ambassador to Prague has been denied. Sahil Kapoor, a journalist for Bloomberg, wrote that he had spoken with the congressman personally and learned that he had not been in touch, in fact, with the U.S. State Department for the post. By appearances, earlier reports may have mistaken the congressman with another Steve King, a Republican businessman from the state of Wisconsin who, according to one U.S. source, was a contributor to the Trump campaign. A new tender will be held to find a suitable candidate to head the Czech Center in Paris, the organization's spokeswoman Petra Jingvertová confirmed. Additional tenders have also been announced for the heads of the centers in Sofia, Stockholm, Warsaw, and Tel Aviv. A new CEO in charge of all of the centers is also being sought after the previous head was recalled from his post by Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek. Czech centers in Vienna and Brussels will be headed by Mojmír Ježábek and Jitka Pánek-Jurková, respectively. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's all the news for now.
Hello, this is Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. Today, speculation and some confusion about who will be the new U.S. ambassador to Prague. Czech scientists develop new, very strong antibiotics. And we speak to a student who's opened a free shop at a university in Olomouc. All that's coming up in today's program. Months ago, there were reports that the next U.S. ambassador to Prague could be Ivana Trump, the Czech-born ex-wife of President Donald Trump. There are now reports that the next American ambassador will be Steve King, a Republican businessman. Jan Wellinger joins me now in the studio. So, Jan, after all the speculation, it's definitely not going to be Ivana Trump, it seems.
It certainly seems that it will not be, although it was an interesting kind of aspect of the election which Czechs followed for quite a while. Obviously, after Trump was elected in November 8th, It wasn't long before his ex-wife, a very well-known socialite in New York City, in the United States, before she let it known that she would very much like the position of ambassador to Prague. There were comparisons in the Czech media that she could sort of play a similar role that was perhaps served by Shirley Temple Black. Shortly after the Velvet Revolution, the first U.S. ambassador there, but it seems that that plan didn't gain traction with Mr. Trump or with his administration. And indeed, the first reports that we heard just recently was that the post will be taken up by Steve King, but there has been some measure of confusion there.
Yes, well, the Czech media said this morning that it was Steve King, some staunch conservative Republican, but now it may be, or it appears to be, that there's a different Steve King who's in line to be the ambassador to Prague.
That's right. There were already reports that it was this Republican from Iowa with somewhat or rather controversial views when it came to race, for example, and other issues, the sexual rights of minorities and so on. But a Bloomberg reporter shortly afterwards broke the story that, in fact, this wasn't the person in question, that the Steve King that is being discussed is a Republican. He's apparently a party member, but he's a businessman from Wisconsin and presumably a businessman who contributed to the Trump campaign. So nothing unusual there, but indeed a very rare mix-up. And people were already having trouble when they were hearing the name Steve King, because the automatic leap there is to Stephen King, the author who we know is not a Trump fan. So kind of a big mix-up in that regard.
So we have to watch this space, I guess, and I'm sure it'll be known very soon who is the actual real next U.S. ambassador to Prague. Jan Wellinger, thank you very much. Now, scientists from the Czech Academy of Sciences have discovered a new antibiotic, which appears to be significantly more effective than any of the commercially used drugs of the same group. The team of experts from the Biotechnology and Biomedicine Center have published their study in the prestigious U.S. journal Chemical Science. Ruth Frankova spoke to Lucia Naimanova, who is part of the research team, and she asked her to describe the super strong antibiotic, which is called Xelin.
First of all, I would stress that I wouldn't call it super strong antibiotic, because what we do have in our hands is very strong antibiotic of one class, but we have many classes of antibiotics. Your audience will probably know penicillins, macrolides, or glycopeptides. And our antibiotic belongs to group lincosamides, and so far we have the strongest antibiotic of the lincosamide group. Probably many people know clindamycin or clindamycin, which is prescribed usually for complications with teeth infections or bone infections. And our Xelin seems to be so far four times stronger than clindamycin, which is the most effective commercially used drug of the lincosamide groups.
So what makes this discovery so important?
Well, first of all, hopefully we will have more potent antibiotic which could be active against so far resistant human pathogens like staphylococci, streptococci. And also because lincosamides are known to be active against plasmodia, against malaria, our Xelin could also be functional against malaria. So this is for mankind, for general people. And for science, it's this important because we found a way how in lincosamide groups combine different enzymes to prepare new types of drugs. We don't have only Xelin. So far, we have 150 new compounds. Not all of them were already tested, so probably we will have many more active drugs in future, and we know how to prepare another one to test them.
Of course, the research is still underway. How long do you expect it can take before the antibiotic can actually be used to treat, for example, the diseases that you have mentioned?
The way from the discovery to new drug in the pharmacy is about 20 to 30 years. We are just at the beginning of this way. So another 10 and 20 can be before us, but it really needs many more rounds of tests, first on microbes, then in vitro, then in vivo on animals, in vivo on humans. And it depends on the pharmaceutical companies if they will want to run through all this procedure to obtain this new drug, because antibiotics are not very sexy for pharmaceutical companies, because there are many more cost-effective drugs than antibiotics.
That was scientist Lucia Naimanova, and she was speaking there to Ruth Frankova. Now, Jan Wellinger joins us again with a report about a novel project at a university in the Moravian city of Olomouc.
Stepan Vashkevich is a student at the Palatsky University of Olomouc, who is one of the founders of a student association at that school focusing on the environment and sustainability. Launching projects such as Out of the Bin to get the student body to cut down on needless waste. Further, he and fellow members are trying to make a difference by launching this year the first student-run free shop where students can donate, take, barter, and borrow items absolutely free. Items can be anything of use, from clothes to a bike to get across town. And not only does the shop provide an interesting service, it also aims to foster a greater sense of community and cooperation among students at what is no doubt a key point in their lives. I spoke to Stepan Vashkevich on a line to Olomouc this week.
We created Digitalny Palatsky, or Sustainable Palatsky Association, at the beginning of the year 2016, and our goal is to make Palatsky University an environmentally sustainable, socially equitable, and economically efficient learning environment. Our association is kind of young, and sometimes we do some punk things, but our goals are really to transform our university. And we think that the universities can be an example of public and private institutions. And it's a place where students are spending their youth, and so they can learn some things which will change their lives in the future. And we think that changing the generations could be done that way.
I'm glad that you put it that way, because that is something that I wanted to discuss also in connection with the free shop project. Where else but at university to experiment, to push the boundaries, to try new things? Did you say that some of the things that you guys are doing, that it's a little bit punk? Did I understand you there?
Yeah. Well, we are just students' initiative, and we are not officially registered, so we are absolutely free in terms of our functioning, and we don't have any conditions what we should do or what we shouldn't. But I think that we had good publicity among the students and the academics, and it's very interesting that we do it so. For example, we had only one really punk action, which was a part of our campaign Think Out of the Bin. We just made it an analysis of dormitories waste, and we just bring the dust bin to the entrance of our faculty and analyzed all the waste. And it was some kind of flash mob, and it was really interesting and attractive to students, I guess. Project Free Shop is an example of systematical change in the university.
And we'll get right to that, but I would just like you to elaborate a little bit on the waste. Was it revealing? Did you find out that people were throwing away things that, for example, should be recycled?
Well, the problem is that, for example, we have found during our analysis of waste that the bigger amount of the waste could be recycled and separated. The first thing, and at the end of the last semester, we have noticed that many students throw away really useful things, which really shouldn't be in the dustbins. For example, it was really crazy, but that in the bins were, for example, some clothes and kitchenware, and many stuff that just a regular student uses.
Now, if we go to the free shop, what is the idea behind that, and how important is it for Udržitelný Palatsky?
Well, the idea behind of it is we are trying to find some effective solutions for our university and the problems which are connected with the waste. And as a part of campaign Think Out of the Bin, it was designated to show the problems which are connected to waste. And to be more concrete, Free Shop will be a place where students can, it is a place already, where students can put off things they no longer need. For example, as I said before, kitchenware, clothes, food, and etc. And by founding the space, we respond primarily to unnecessary waste, which occurs most often and also in the largest quantities at the end of the semester.
The space already exists. Where actually is it? How big is it? What does it look like? And what kind of items have been sort of donated already?
Yes. Well, we found a really good place. This, with the help of the administration of our dormitories, offered us a space just in the dormitories, and it's really close to the students' campus where is our faculty is situated. So it's not so big as we could wish, but it's a really good place for students. It has a really perfect design. It looks great, and I hope that students will really like it. Today in the free shop you can find some clothes, kitchenware, books, and many other interesting things. For example, some students brought here skateboard, or today we'll get bicycles. Today we'll have two bicycles, and even more, we have a barbecue there. So it's really for free, and some things could be taken forever. And some things could be taken like for free, but if you need, for example, a bicycle for just for one day, you can just rent it from us for free and take it back.
What kind of a feeling is it when you come in and you find something that somebody else didn't need, obviously, anymore? It must be quite a good feeling to find something that you can make use of.
Yes, it is. We really enjoy this feeling. We have our Facebook page, and we have there an album, a photo album, where we just put photos of the items which are in the free shop right now.
Where did the concept of free shop originate? Were there similar projects elsewhere that you had heard about?
Actually, it is, I could say that it's some kind of trend around the world, and you can find many free shops in America and Eastern Europe. Actually, in the Czech Republic, we are the first one to designate a free shop, like the student's free shop or university free shop, if you like it. But for example, I know that in Prague there is one free shop, definitely we are the first student's free shop in the Czech Republic. You know that system for students is offered in universities. Many free shops are, for example, one town in Belgium has even 8 free shops.
So that's very cool. Mm-hmm.
I'm studying a department of environmental and development studies, and mm-hmm. my specialization is environmental studies and sustainable development.
Right, so this is in your wheelhouse, as they say. And I was looking online at your Facebook page, and you also link through like-minded operations. You have a link to the free food supermarket called Oz Harvest in Australia. Generally, do you think that students today are more conscious about sharing and being environmentally conscious and socially conscious?
I think so, because, the information technologies have really changed the world we live in, and we are more connected now, and we can see the environmental problems and development issues all over the world and online. And I guess our generation is more concerned about the problems of our planet, and we can see some inspiring things in other countries, and we can inspire and make the change here.
To come full circle here, do you think that projects like this one, which are a part of student life, that they can serve as perhaps a blueprint for future socially conscious businesses or projects outside of school?
Well, we are the example of it because, for example, the members of our students' association are making some changes in their private life and organizing the events and participation. And they are participating in some other projects which are connected with the things you mentioned. I think that many students are interested just in community building, startups, and social enterprises. And I'm really glad about this, that there is an interest here in Czech Republic about this. Maybe in Prague it is like more visible and more popular, but in all modes we can see a change too.
I'll end with this. That is kind of one offshoot of projects like Free Shop, which is between the lines. There is a sense of community, isn't there, when that kind of thing is available? People come and go, borrow or take or bring something instead. That helps create a bond which is not immediately visible, perhaps.
Definitely, it is. The change is not so fast, but I hope that in the horizon of the upcoming years, this change will be remarkable and really visible.
That was student Stjepan Vaškević. And if you have any comments about today's program here on Radio Prague, please do share them with us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, and you also find us, of course, on Facebook and on Twitter. But that's all for now, folks. From me, Ian Willoughby, thank you very much indeed for listening to Radio Prague, and goodbye.